I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Army retakes media control in Sudan's civil war. Stick around to learn what's changed for Christians. Then later, believers in North Africa need role models, and one ministry is answering that call on a massive scale. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. First, Sudan's army has retaken control of the national radio and TV headquarters, lifting a communications blackout imposed by rebel forces in February. John, an Unfolding Word partner focused on Sudan, says,
in conflicts and in war anywhere in the world, opposing armies see the possession of prime media outlets as then they have the upper hand. If they're functioning, then they eliminate the enemy's message and they propagate their message. The last I heard, the TV wasn't working in Khartoum anyway, but having possession of it is, to them, extremely valuable.
Lifting the blackout allowed one Sudanese group to reopen its community soup kitchens, providing one meal a day for Muslims who are breaking the Ramadan fast in Khartoum. Ramadan is also an important time for the Sudanese army to control the media because
both sides believe in jihad, which is holy war. If both sides say that the other side is wrong and they're infidels, then they can present their side as having a holy purpose, and it makes victory at all costs noble.
The war is nowhere close to being over, but John and his organization, which we can't name for security reasons, remain committed to their work in Sudan. By empowering local gospel workers, they're introducing desperate people to the hope of Christ. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Then, the global church needs to recognize the tremendous potential that the nation of Iran has to advance the gospel in the Middle East. Dr. Homo Shariat with Iran Alive says,
Iran at the verge of a historical point where they can have a positive impact in the world or very negative, and maybe both at the same time.
It's true that Iran is a rising nuclear power, but Shariat says an amazing thing is happening as Iranians turn away from Islam and toward the gospel.
The Iranian believers, they come to Christ. They naturally develop a love for God, a love for people, and are you ready to hear that? A love for nations. Can you believe it? The underground church in Iran being persecuted, they say, we have a heart for Arabs. We have a heart for Hindus. We have a heart for the Jews. I want to go to Jerusalem and share the gospel with the Jews. That's a God-given desire growing in the hearts of persecuted Iranian Christians.
Pray not just for God to reveal himself to Iranians, but also for the church in the West to throw their experience and resources behind this movement of God.
God is making history in many nations in the world, and Iran as a nation will be the first Islamic nation that turns to Christ.
And the care that Christians should have for one another as fellow people in the body of Christ plays out within single church congregations, as well as on regional and international scales. Yonathan serves with A3 in North Africa. He tells us,
the region has been looking for models, especially Christians. They have never had an example or a model of how they build the church.
2 years ago, A3 was invited to bring its decades of leadership development ministry in Asia to North Africa to meet a deep need for mentorship and training in church leadership. Yonathan says the initiative is taking off in more than six countries, tracing back to the vision of one North African man now with the Lord.
Everything started with the man that challenged us to get together, because there is much more we could do together than just if we stayed each one by himself.
God is truly building up his church in North Africa, and you can play a role in it. Yonathan asks that you prayerfully choose an African nation or people group to commit to pray for and strategically invest in. One way to do that is through A3.
It's not my kingdom, it's God's kingdom, to which God has brought us together as one body of Christ to fulfill his command in all nations that he sent us to.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is giving away a free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. It's more than the biography of a ministry pioneer. It's a charge to all Christians to respond in kind within our own cultures and to use Carey's example as our model for taking the light of the gospel into every corner of society. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.